Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 804 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. I see the argument on both sides, but the argument that you should pay attention all the time,
I don't like it. This is baseball. Listen,
you're going to be looking for your popcorn or your peanuts or grabbing your beer, and at any moment a freaking line drive can come. You can't say just because, well, I'm going to pay attention. Even if you're paying attention, you know, something could happen. And, by the way, you've got kids down there that aren't paying attention all the time. You've got women down there
get
that
off your
possibly
phones.
Aren't.
Get
guys
off
who
phones.
Aren't. You could be on your phone, whatever.
Get off your phones. I don't know that that's always. And when there's rocket shots and the ball's moving, tailing away from you, like.
No.
I got news for you. Just go catch a moving, you know, slider.
It's coming at 105 off the bat. No.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Adam wants to talk about the netting. What do you say, Adam?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. So I have just a couple questions with that. I mean, I see arguments on both sides, but what happens when a concession worker who's got his back turned to the game selling beer gets hit? And the next question would be, couldn't the MLB do something like the NFL does when during field goals where they raise and lower the net? I understand fans want to talk to their players or have a ball thrown to them. Could they do something where they raise and lower the net
before or
after the game or even during innings?
I love that idea. What's wrong with that idea?
Yeah,
I don't know how hard it is, but I love the idea of raising and lowering the net to where you do have that interaction potentially after the inning. I mean, it's not much, and maybe it would just piss people
off
when it went back
up. Field, though.
Yeah, and maybe it pissed people off when it gets raised back up. I don't know that it would really make a huge difference, but I think it's an interesting thing to talk about. The other thing, getting to the other point, I mean, if you're a concession worker, that's just going to be a too bad, so sad scenario.
Whoa.
I've never seen it.
Too bad, so sad?
Oh, you think Major League Baseball is going to act any differently? You think they're going to let them sue?
Well, if I get knocked out from behind.
Yeah, pay attention. Pay attention to the game. Get off your phone. Get out of the beer.
I'm not on
get
my phone.
Well,
I'm
you know
handing
what?
A patron a hot dog.
Well, you know what? Heads up.
Heads
it's
up.
It's on the back of a ticket.
No, I didn't buy a ticket. I'm here working.
Well, it's probably somewhere in some paperwork, Dale. Okay? That's what you need to
Let
know.
Let me get knocked out handing some a-hole some Cracker Jacks.
I don't know. I've never seen
Look
it.
Who's
I've,
getting,
I've never
getting
seen
sued.
It before.
No.
Have you even seen a video of it at all? I've never even seen that. That's kind of strange that we've never
I've seen
that.
A video right now. Watch this horrible, horrible person. A guy throws a ball into the stands.
Is that a woman?
That's a woman. She's, I don't know, 45, 50 years old. I don't know. Something like that. And a little, the ball bounces.
She immediately high-fives
somebody. And a little girl grabs the ball. She rips it out of the little girl's hand.
Did this happen
recently?
We need
to find out who this woman is.
Be careful, John. Don't worry. All of her information is already out there.
Look, that little girl just got a life lesson.
And that hold woman, on to the ball?
And no.
That don't let people rip the ball out of your hand?
Yes, and that
life
woman's
sucks.
Name,
okay.
name
life
address,
is unfair and it sucks.
Her okay. name, address, and place of business is already
oh,
been put on
Oh, it's already out there.
You don't have to worry about that. You probably didn't expect that much to be done. Don't worry. The internet will take care of it.
What is this? Did this happen in Houston? No, this didn't happen in
Houston.
Is it
old?
Oh, my God. I think it did happen in Houston.
Is it old?
This woman is at Minute Maid Park. This happened Friday. This woman. Oh, come on, woman. That little girl. You need that baseball. You got a grown. You got grown children. That's a little kid. People are the worst. Woman, you're an evil woman.
And you come after me about being antisocial. We got people out there who are willing to rip the ball out of a little girl's hand. And you're like, oh, why don't you hang out with people? Please, people are terrible.
Bathtub bubble machine says this. What happens when a concession vendor gets hit? Free Coors Light and peanuts. That's what happens. And you know what? He's right. If that dude's laying there and he's got a bucket full of Coors Lights,
you're just going to loot?
You think? No, I'm are not going to loot.
That's what it sounds like.
But as soon as somebody else comes, I'll pay him for it. Okay? Soon as somebody else comes
down. But that guy's talking about free
stuff.
My favorite
part is acting like John's not in a suite.
Yeah, he's not going to have anything to do with any of this. He's not going to run down there and pay. He's going to be, excuse me, Jeeves, more Coors Light.
Oh, that's from 2016. I don't care. That woman should be exposed, bathtub bubble machine. Well, why did you send it if it's from 2016?
Just because you're sensitive today?
It says on the Minute Maid Park Friday.
I'm going to tell you what. Between Cal McNair and Jeff Leno, you're on edge today.
No, I'm not on edge.
You're on edge a little
bit.
Well,
I woke up
you're
actually edging? Thinking about Cal McNair, which was a terrible way to wake up.
It's weird.
Did you have a dream about him?
I didn't dream about
Cal. Cal's making the rounds, right?
No.
He's not on this show. That.
Now, you're a terrible person, okay?
What did Cal do to you in your dream?
No, yeah. He didn't do it. You know what he said? What? He said, flatter organization. That's what he did.
He said that in real life.
I know. And I dreamt about it, and I said, "I now my life is ruined."
So he wanted a team-first approach instead of an individual approach.
What team does this? What freaking team
Your
does
team.
This?
Your team does
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whose PSL do you have? You have Texans. PSL for the Patriots?
No, I got okay. Texans.
Okay.
All right, then. So you know which team does it.
Yeah.
Yours.
Garrick wants to talk about the
Let the Texans win 12 games and get to the AFC Championship game.
What did you just say?
No, I know. Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
What?
No, stop laughing.
Don't they have to win a divisional round game in their history once?
Yes, but.
They did?
A divisional round game? No they haven't.
Wild card. Well, you can't wild card.
Wild card?
No, that's, yeah, wild card, divisional round. They're different.
Well, but they went to.
You're talking Super Bowl.
No, I said
AFC title game.
Let them get there. Let them get there with 12 wins. And you know what the Texans will say? This is actually working. We're going to keep it the same way. Act like it wouldn't happen that way.
Oh, and then
act like they'd say, we don't need Nick Caserio.
Now Nick Caserio's out of a job.
To ruin this.
Yeah, to pay him $5, $6 million a year.
We got this.
We got this.
This is perfect.
Saving it.
Nick Caserio.
Saving money. We're saving money.
I will tell you right now, Nick Caserio doesn't have to worry about that.
Wait a minute.
You don't think?
Wait a minute.
No.
They won 11 games last year and they fired the GM. Okay.
Yeah, but 12's magic number.
Oh, is it
12? And
okay, I want to see 12 this year.
Hey, you know what I did?
You know what I want to see, Lance? 12 this year.
You know what I did here? And I know Jeff Van Gundy would not be happy about this just getting out when somebody leaves, because that's his big thing. But I did hear that he wasn't great to work with in the building. That he kind of changed, and that's not the first guy. I heard that about Ryan Grigson over at the Colts. Ooh, was
that's
a guy
not a good comparison.
No, they say Grigson was a tyrant in there, but
who's an a-hole?
But no, but they said Brian Gain was not a lot of fun to work with and work for in that building, which really surprised me because I didn't think that was his personality. I swear I've never seen that as his personality. But there were some comments that he changed a little bit and became kind of difficult to deal with. So some of that I think did play into this also.
I can understand.
It really wasn't about anything draft related. They thought he did a good job of evaluating.
Power changes people, Lance.
Yeah. Yep.
You know. You know about that.
Yeah.
Why are you pointing? Yeah. Who are you pointing to?
No, he's pointing at AJ.
Oh.
I was pointing down the hall.
Yep.
I thought he was okay.
All Garrick right. is here. What's up? Oh, look, it's 8:13, and you want to take Garrick?
Yeah, okay. No. I said, let's go to break. Garrick can hold on.
Well, let's get gritty.
All right, let's do that. Let's do it. with Gritty Energy. This is your chance to connect directly to the grid. What does that mean? Well, it means that you're going to be paying the exact same prices as the wholesalers. What the wholesalers do is they connect to the grid. They get these rates like 2.1 cents per kilowatt hour, and it changes all the time. Sometime it will spike. Sometime it will be exceptionally low. Usually it's very, very low, but occasionally you'll get a spike. Well, what this allows you to do, Gritty says, look, you pay us $10 a month, and for this membership fee of just $10 a month, no other hidden costs, no contracts to sign, we will get you connected to the grid. Right now, it's 2 cents per kilowatt hour. I'm looking. It's anticipated that at 9 a.m. it will be 2.2, at 10 a.m., 2.2, 11 a.m., 2.3. So I can look in advance. And the hot times where the rate goes up, the highest rate I see moving forward is going to be, it looks like, at 3 and 4 p.m. So what I typically do is I will run the AC colder when it's these low rates, and then I raise it back up during the higher rates. And that's one of the reasons I've been able to manipulate my bills so that I'm not even, I haven't had a $200 bill yet in electricity. And we keep, I got a 4-bedroom house. I keep the air conditioner at about 72. Sometime I'll go down to 71, except whenever I want to, you know, manipulate it, and I'll raise it up to 74, 75. Listen, Gritty is a place where you get transparent pricing. You can go to the website at any time and find out exactly how much you have paid. I've paid $148.38 so far for my energy this month. You never have to worry about how much. There's no hidden fees, like I said, and there's also no tricks where you say, well, you know, you can only get these rates for this amount of kilowatts, you know, for this amount of usage. No, you get unlimited. Make sure that you go with Gritty. Text my number, my name, Lance, to 797979, and they are going to hook you up with 3 months of free membership. Text Lance to 797979, and you're going to get your first 3 months of membership absolutely free. If you're still under contract, don't worry. You can sign up today to start your Gritty membership. When your current contract is up, you still get your first 3 months of Gritty membership free. Text Lance to 797979 to get electricity rates at wholesale prices unlimited. Make sure you go with Gritty. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Congratulations, Dell. We lost Garrett. It could have been Garrett Cole, and they misspelled it. Garrett Cole could have come on. Yeah, congratations. And he hung up, Dell.
I've heard Garrett Cole talk. He doesn't have much to say.
Oh, Garrett Cole. Oh, really? The best pitcher in baseball doesn't have much to say?
That doesn't have anything to do with his ability to speak in on things. He's the best pitcher in baseball. Doesn't mean he has a lot to say.
Did you see the stat?
Yes, it's right here. Randy Johnson is the fastest to reach. This includes Nolan Ryan?
What?
All these first to 200?
No. That's not the stat.
Okay, well, here's the stat I'm talking about. It's the first to 200 strike. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, since 1893, the fewest innings pitched to 100 strikeouts in a single season. Randy Johnson is still first. At 130 and two-thirds innings, Randy Johnson in 2001 with the Diamondbacks, he got to 200 strikeouts. He had 372 that year.
That's a lot.
Second was Garrett Cole, 133 and a third. Third was Chris Sale. Last year, 136 innings. Then Jose Fernandez, 139 and two-thirds. And then Chris Sale again, 141 and a third. So Garrett Cole, second fastest to 200 strikeouts in Major League history, which surprised me because I figured Nolan Ryan would be somewhere in the top five.
It's funny. They put up a stat last night, double-digit strikeouts by Astros pitchers.
Per nine innings, or you mean just... In just
double-digit strikeouts per start.
Right.
Per start. So, gosh, I'm trying to remember. Cole has 54 games that he started for the Astros. and he had 20-some. He was like every 2.7. I think he had like 20. I think he had 29. Verlander has 60 starts, and he has 30. But by far, and Nolan Ryan wasn't even close. Every 5.4 starts when Cole was every 2.7 starts.
Wow, Nolan
Ryan. And J.R. Richard wasn't even close either.
Now, are you talking historically or with the Astros?
With the Astros.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if you just brought it down to his time with the Angels, if it would be different with Nolan Ryan. I'll go check, but I doubt it. I mean, he's not in these. He's not first to two. And Nolan Ryan is a guy who used to punch him out at a high rate.
No, and I was shocked, J.R. Richard, how few double-digit strikeout games he had.
That is really shocking.
It really, really is. But every 2.7 games, he has a double-digit strikeout.
You know, there's fewer bunts. Bunts with eliminated
strikeouts. Well, and there's
more strikeouts
now than ever. So
than ever. I mean, because of approach at the plate.
Even still.
No, it's still very, very impressive. But there's no more bunts. There is more guys swinging from the heels than ever before. But this is really impressive. Looking at Gerrit Cole, I mean, dating back to June 7th, he has eight or more strikeouts in every game but one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. So he has nine or more strikeouts in seven of his last nine. Nine or more in seven of his – eight or more in eight of his last nine starts. 14, 10, 8, 3, 10, 9, 13, 11, 11. If it weren't for that one strikeout he was short of on July 5th, he would have double-digit strikeouts in five straight games, which is really astonishing since he's never gone beyond the seventh. Hasn't gone beyond the seventh in any of those times. And as a matter of fact, you know how many times he's gone? This really shows you what Major League Baseball is today. Versus what it was. How many times do you think he's gone beyond the seventh inning this year?
Beyond the seventh? But how many times has he gone seven?
Right.
He goes seven a lot.
That's a separate question.
How many times
do you think he's gotten into the
eighth inning? Well, here's why. It's because when you're a strikeout pitcher, you throw a lot of pitches. You throw more pitches.
Right.
Because,
no, that's true.
Because his pitch count gets up there. So you're not going to pitch the last two innings. While he doesn't get past the seventh inning, how many times has he pitched seven or into the seventh?
I would say the vast
majority.
No, not majority. Three, four, five, six, seven. Only eight times this year.
Six plus innings?
No, seven.
No, into the seventh.
Oh, I thought you moved seven.
Into the seventh.
Oh, well, yeah, that's going to be.
That's 6 points.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13,
yeah.
14, 15.
Vast majority. He's
16,
been into the seventh inning.
18. Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
If you picked six innings.
No, six plus.
Oh, well, you said into the seventh.
Yes.
Well, that means you're in during the seventh inning.
6 point whatever.
Oh, that's 6 point? Oh, only one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Nine out of how many starts?
Four.
Well, you can.
Ten.
It's at the bottom.
13. Oh. Well, no, it's not because of where I'm looking.
Oh.
But yeah, 22.
Nine out of 22. Okay. He's pitched into the seventh inning. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
That's not bad, but I mean,
your pitch count is up.
Yeah, so he's at 100 over dating back just since June. He's at 100 pitches in every start but one. He had 94. And in all those starts, he's gone at least six innings. And frankly, they're all quality starts except one. All quality starts.
Simple.
I mean, two, and that's hard to do when you have to go six innings nowadays, yeah. You know, with the way pitch counts are. The guy's been just absolutely fantastic.
And again, he and Verlander are the only two guys where AJ goes, I don't care. If Miley gives up a hit or he's got a couple of runners on in the sixth inning, AJ's coming to get him.
Do you remember when he was really inconsistent, Gerrit Cole? It wasn't that long ago. We're in May. Four earned runs in six and a third, six earned runs in five innings. And we were like, you know, before that he had an eight earned run, although it wasn't terrible by any stretch. But his ERA was in the fours. Like, it was sitting at 4.02 May 27th. His ERA was 4.02. It's down right now to 3.03.
Who would
He's
you
been
vote,
on fire since
Who would
June.
You vote for right now for Cy, him or Verlander?
I got to go look at Verlander's numbers. I mean, the guy who's on a heater right now is Cole.
Recency
would make me say Cole.
I would go Cole.
Recency
I
makes me say Cole.
I think over the course of the entire season, while Verlander was really good to start, of late, he has not been as – and Cole's just getting better and better and better.
Well, then if you have two pitchers that are this dominant, then you can mentally go back to Arizona and you say, okay, Randy Johnson – and we got Wade Miley, who's been a solid number three, and he has been a solid number three. Yeah. What if you can understand them when Jeff Leno says that?
We can win, beat any team. Listen, we saw for the first time in forever since Dirk, we saw for the first time that actually just one real star can win an NBA title. That's the first time since Dirk. Otherwise, it's taken a threesome to win it all.
Yeah, but I would argue that you've had some not that good third pitchers on teams that have won World Series too.
Yeah, well, we'll see what Miley is. We'll see what Miley does against the Yankees and Dodgers.
This is a phenomenal 1-2 that could finish 1-2 inside.
Right,
they could,
right.
But I would also argue that if you made that point that you're going to roll with Miley as your number three and you didn't trade for a starter in that scenario, then are you trusting Devo in the postseason? He's had his shot. He's done with me. Will's done with me, Will Harris. Rondon, don't trust him. I would argue that you need, he says, their bullpen is fine. I would argue you need another arm. You can never have enough good arms in the postseason. Never, 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 never. You need arms in a postseason. You want a World Series with bad bullpen pitching, but thankfully you had starters to bail you out. Don't go into that. Don't go with that scenario again. I mean, right now you have Osuna and Presley, and then who else are you locking in on?
Josh James is your third. Josh James is your third guy right now because you can't trust Rondon. Will Harris is actually right now.
No, the numbers.
Will Harris is your third guy right now.
No,
Josh James
not.
Is your fourth
Will
guy.
Will Harris has had chances.
Well, Will Harris,
he
it's,
falls
again,
apart.
It's only July.
I'm not saying in September.
Every year
he falls apart in the fall.
And he always does. Let's get Paul in here. Let's talk about Astros starting pitching. What do you say, Paul?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that Astros fans don't sort of fall asleep. Not that it's the fans that make these decisions, obviously, but this team's on a good roll now with the hitting and with the guys coming back, and McRib's going to be back later this week. We're going to have a great hitting lineup. We're going to win a bunch of games, but they still need one more guy, and they need one more guy in the bullpen. Just because you're winning games, this window of opportunity isn't really as big as you think, especially when you look at who's under contract in the pitching rotation for next year. They need to get one more guy, and just because they're winning games and they've got a comfortable lead in the playoffs, you know, it's pretty much the division's going to be a lock. The thing is, the trading deadline is now July 31st. Your margin for error is less than it was because now you've got 60-plus games after the trading deadline where someone could get hurt.
Right.
So they need to get a guy right now, and they also need to get a backup catcher right now because if Chirinos goes down, I don't want Stassi or whoever the guy from the minors from USC, I don't want them catching 20 postseason games.
Is there any chance they would look at Machete and bringing him back?
No, Machete just got traded.
I know he did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, is there any chance that they would – I mean, there's no rules that he can't get traded again.
No, but they picked him up for a reason. They need defensive help. He's looking at somebody else. I heard that, too, the other night. Catching is a priority, getting that backup catcher. They don't want – and God forbid anything happens to Chirinos. God forbid you know, and if he's really, really on a cooler hitting, you know, you might get him a days off so that he can rest or whatever. But catcher is a priority. You don't want to go with Stassi as the backup. You just can't. And that's unfortunate for Stassi. He finally made it up and blah blah blah. But the catcher is a priority. And, you know, for a backup catcher, you're not going to give up an arm and a leg. So that's something that you can certainly see him doing. I can see him adding a left-handed bullpen. And then, you know, I guess the starter be damned. I guess. I don't know. I'm afraid.
There is a chance that could happen.
I'm afraid that there is a real chance that could happen.
I think there's a chance they could get a guy who may not fit into the top three anyway. Like, they may get somebody, and it's going to be one of those guys who's like a number four. That's not going to have a big unless they factor into you know, the bullpen in the postseason, which is important. This just end. A good arm is important in the bullpen.
Well,
too.
I mean, you're kidding? McCullers and Morton? Yeah, they won a World Series for you coming out of the pen.
So in the last 3 years, 17, 18, and 19 up to this point. I think that's, you know, I'm sorry, 16 through 18. So we're not counting this year, obviously. Will Harris, his ERA in July is a 7.27. In August, it's a 3.38. In September, it's a 1.93. But that, and that's 31 games pitched. He actually has been pretty good. He actually has been very good in August. So, I'm sorry, September. So I take it back.
And then in the postseason?
In October, he doesn't get a lot of, he hasn't had a lot of action. In the regular season, obviously. In the postseason, let's see. I'll have to check on postseason. I don't think it's going to be great.
No, I don't think it's going to be great either.
I don't think it's going to be great based on everything.
8:32. I know it's not going to be great as us sticking to the clock. But here's something that's going to happen is Jeff Aronoff's going to come to your home and he's going to give you that estimate that you need for that big job that you have. I don't know what it is. You need to rip out all that countertop that you got at your business. You need to put in new vanities. You want to make your place look great with marble or tile or granite or because it is. It's a sleek look. And, oh, by the way, it's long-lasting. Long, long-lasting. If you're putting in, you know, I don't know, linoleum floors like Lance, guess what? Somebody's going to screw it up, and that's just going to suck. Put in that granite. Put in that tile. Put in that marble, because you know what, that is strong. That looks strong. Looks like you've got strong business. Then you, yeah, you're ready to do business with people because you're rock hard. Here's the deal: if you're looking for that, if you're looking to do a huge job, well, here it is. Jeff Aronoff's here for you at Absolute Marble and Granite. 713-880-2822. Call him. Free estimate.
Dump that.
Free estimate and 20% off because you're an ESPN 97.5 listener. 713-880-2822. No job too big for Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You know what's so funny? They're showing an Instagram video of Ben Simmons that he showed off with his quote-unquote shooting range. And I'm watching these jumpers from the free throw line and like fadeaways from 16 feet, maybe. And I'm thinking, shooting range? And then they showed the stat. He has 316 career dunks, and he's shooting 31% from outside the restricted area. The restricted area is... what, 7 feet from the basket at most? 6 feet? He's that terrible? I honestly, legitimately had no idea he was that terrible on mid-range jumpers, too.
The universe got involved with this because there was some talk about Russell Westbrook being traded to the East, particularly Miami. And the universe was like, look, there's only room for one max point guard who can't shoot in each conference. So the Rockets, you get Russ. The Sixers, you keep Ben.
You can't switch
there
him.
Can't be two in one conference.
You can't switch him.
He is part of their future. They're locked in with him, Joel Embiid, and Tobias Harris. That's their three going forward.
Isn't it crazy to look? They just had this number up there. The Knicks are the most valuable NBA team at $4 billion. That's why it's all about where you are as opposed to who you are. The rest of it is that's really what sports is about right now. It's literally where do you live? Where's your team located? Yeah, but we've got Giannis and we've got Middleton. So, I don't care.
Well, I don't know. I think Giannis could pick up a guy.
Where?
I this, think Giannis could pick up a guy.
No, 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 no. This is about who's the... No, no, no. What I'm talking about is who's the most lucrative... the most lucrative franchise. The Knicks are worth $4 billion. They're number one in the NBA.
Well, obviously. It's where you are. The biggest reason is your local television contract can't be big because you're in Milwaukee.
I don't think Giannis can pick up a star.
Corporate sponsorships, there are none.
Giannis can help pick up a second guy. I mean, they've done a nice job. I think Korver was a nice addition. I mean, they've actually done a nice job of adding pieces to say, hey, it's kind of weird that people sleep on Milwaukee in the East, considering what they have. They just weren't ready. They just weren't ready to win at that level. And they had you had opportunities, and you just fell short of them. But when you look at in terms of franchise value is what I'm talking about, it is still going to be about your coasts. It's still going to be about your coasts, a lot of it. The Knicks have been poorly run for almost as long as we've been doing a show.
And they're still valuable.
And they're the most valuable team in basketball.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. It's just New York. You're fine. That's all. New York. And yet they still don't have anybody.
But again, yeah. I mean, because it's a big city. Corporate dollars and television dollars.
Yep.
That's all there is. Dannon wants to talk about the Astros starting pitcher. What do you say, Dannon?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
Man, I hate to beat a dead horse, man, but I read somewhere this morning that Arizona was into looking at picking up $10 million a year for Greinke's contract, depending on what they got back for him. And, man, I'd hate for another team to slip in there like the Phillies or something, and we're so close to a championship right now, you know.
Let me ask you this.
I mean, we all come to a conclusion. We're only a starting pitcher away, and you got a 1-2-3 punch of Verlander, Cole, and, man, that Greinke had put us over the top.
Let me ask you this. Are you in the middle of running a marathon?
Man, I'm a plumber.
What does that mean? But why are you huffing and puffing?
Might be working.
He's doing plumber business.
Wait, are you under a toilet right now while you're talking to us?
No, sir. We're digging a water line.
You're digging a water line. I got you.
And when he started
listening to the show, I love that. Working man. This is the backbone of America.
That's right.
This is the backbone of America.
So you're going to give him Greinke or not?
If they'll pick up $10 million of that contract. Let's see. Greinke is owed. He's making $34.4 this year.
That's a lot.
$35 next year. $35 the following year.
Wow.
Now they're going to pick up $10 every year. I'll pay Greinke $25 a year.
But Cole is 100% gone. Then you're not paying Cole too.
Says you.
I mean, what are you going to pay Cole? $25 million a year?
He's going to get 30. Verlander got 33. Brian, he's better than Verlander right now.
$90 million, $100 million for three pitchers?
Yeah, stop. No, 25.
Yeah, do the
58.
Math.
58. It's 88.
How much is Verlander?
Verlander's 33.
Okay, how much is Greinke? Well, I'm saying...
Greinke's only 25.
I get it, but it's still over a 30.
That's 58 plus 30 is 88. Bing, 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 done. Sold. You know what? You're a premier baseball city.
What in what world is that going to exist? Where the Astros
in this
have
world?
That? No.
Yeah.
When
you
has
know
that ever
what
happened?
You'll do? You'll be on top of the baseball world.
You will
world.
Be well over 200 million.
And?
Yeah, it's not happening.
No, they can get to 200. They can get to 200.
It's not happening. Okay, you say that. I'll be
Reddick's
to see 13 it happen.
Will be gone after next year. You give that to Springer then.
After next year.
Well, okay, Springer's got 1 year more year of arbitration. You're fine. You give him another 13, 14, 15.
Springer's securing the bag.
Yeah, that's fine. Why? Stop.
I'm not pocket watching anything.
Stop sewing Jim Crane's pockets.
I like how you think Jim Crane is just throwing money at people like Pac-Man Jones at a strip club. That's not happening.
Really? You're
not,
calling Zach
like
Greinke a stripper?
He's a good one.
But you're that's calling him Cardi B?
That's an expensive one. Why are we even talking about Zach Greinke here? That ain't happening. Next question.
You got him locked up too at 25 per?
Locked up. Yeah, you owe him that much money.
Yeah, two more years? Yeah.
If you're
25
Jeff
Lemieux, per. And you what know you, what, Lance, if you go pick up Stroman, you're giving him 20 to 20. You're giving him for, you know, going forward. Anybody that you're going to pick up that's a number two starter in Major League Baseball is getting 20 to 30.
So you're giving up Tucker and Whitley.
Bye. See ya. It was nice knowing you. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know what?
Go I eat like a, how you go, get, you play this game.
Go eat a hamburger.
You're definitely not playing the Jeff Leno game. Yeah, listen, you're not playing as Jeff
Leno. No, Grant, them getting out of 35 a year, you don't have to give up Tucker and Whitley. They're getting out of 35 a year.
Not if they're kicking in money.
10. They'll get out of 25 a year.
10's a lot. You are going to have to kick in a lot. Maybe not.
No,
maybe Whitley.
They're getting out of 25 per.
Yes, that's true. You also are going to have other... If other people make the same deal, they're not just giving you slappies.
Well,
you're going to have competition for Zach Greinke.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. You might be able to get the job done with less than Whitley and Tucker.
They're not taking on $25 million a year.
CNL's out there.
Now, if you thought Cole is gone, or if you already made your decision, you're not signing Cole, well, then that's a different story. That's a different story.
Yeah, you know
I don't see them paying three pitchers. Having three pitchers with salaries that are over $30 million. I just don't see that. Have we ever seen that in the history of baseball? No. If there's anybody, it'd be the Red
Yankees
Sox close
the
to
Red
it
Sox.
With Sale and Price, but I'd have to see what their
Sale,
numbers
Price,
are.
And
but $30 million is a pretty brand new talk. $30 million hadn't been running around out there with $30 million pitchers for a long time, and there's not a bunch of them.
Well, stop, okay. Stop pocket watching Jim Crane
let me know.
Just hoarding his
just
money.
Tell me when you
okay?
find a 30
you're a
team
hoarder.
With three
you wouldn't
$30 million
pay,
teams.
You wouldn't pay Cole this offseason. Congratulations.
Let me
now
know.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Just let me know when you find three teams with 30 plus million.
I know what I'm going to find, a dirty carpet, if I go to anybody's house, because you're gross. Now, I don't mean that you're gross per se, but I'm just saying, if you have filth and flarn, if you haven't cleaned your carpet in how long? I mean, honestly, you're sitting there right now. Let me ask you the question. Think back. When is the last time that you cleaned your carpets? Because it's about time, okay? What I need you to do is go to oopssteam.com. It literally takes, in most cases, an hour or less. You're getting a great deal. You're getting your carpets to look like new again. And if you've got young children, kids who are crawling around the carpets, and you, what they're doing to those, especially if you got kids, they're walking in and out with dirt, and oh, you think you get it clean with a vacuum? That's not the case. That's like just going over your teeth with your finger as opposed to using a toothbrush. Clean your carpet. You're not actually getting the dirt up. It's just getting the top stuff up, but that dirt and whatever is staying in your carpets unless you steam them 250 degrees, killing the fungus, killing the germs, getting rid of mold spores and bacteria. Your house will be more livable. If people have a lot of allergies in your home and are sneezing and you don't understand why, could be all the stuff in your carpet. Trained and background screen professionals, employees, not contractors, coming to your home and cleaning your air ducts, your stone, your bathroom, your kitchen, your tile, your sofas, everything. All right now at oopssteam.com. Oopssteam.com, 281-822-0561.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, let's do a giveaway at 9 o'clock exactly. It's that time of year again. We want to thank you, our loyal listeners, at our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join the broadcast, editorial, and management team of ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map for an evening of food from Big City Wings and drinks provided by Coors Light. Yeah. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. at the home of Gal Media, Thursday, August 15th, 6:30 p.m. We got an intern out there. Caller number 20 at 9 o'clock, not right now, 9 o'clock exactly. We win a pair of tickets to meet and have close-up conversations with all our ESPN 97.5 personalities to get behind-the-scenes look where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. The only way to get in is an invite to listen and win. So make sure to keep listening all week. Must be 21 plus to attend. Invitation only. Okay. So there you have it. 9 o'clock exactly, caller number 20. 713-780-3776. God, I just can't pick, I can't say Coors Light without saying cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. It's like Pavlov's dog.
Are you also drooling on yourself?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. My mouth waters. My mouth waters. Garrick is back, and this could be Garrick Cole if his name was Garrett, not Garrick. Is this Garrett Cole?
I might apologize to y'all. I drove way too far on the boonies, so I lost cell service. But I want to talk about the netting real quick. The whole purpose for sitting on the baseline is so you can see the action.
Okay, you got to speak up. You're not speaking into your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. The whole point for sitting on the baseline is so you can sit there, you can see the game, you're in the action, you feel like you're right there. You know, I feel like the netting is going to screw with that. So what do you think it's going to do to ticket sales or ticket prices for those seats?
Well, let me ask you this.
Hopefully drive them down.
Well, let me ask you this. When you're sitting behind home plate or behind the dugout and the netting is there, do you not feel like you're part of the game?
I think with that, you expect it. You go into knowing it, and maybe that will change the mindset from here on out. But I personally can't afford to sit there, so it doesn't make a difference to me.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Yeah, you're right. Because we don't experience it right now, but once it goes up and it's there for a few years, then it'll become the norm. And no more little kids getting hit in the head with line drives. I'm torn on it. If you want to know the truth, Garrick, I'm torn on it. I don't think that changes the ticket prices. There's no way they're going down unless you're in Miami. I was talking to a guy that has Miami season tickets, Benny. But he's at Royal Social Prime. You know, he's at Prime. Benny, Big Benny.
Oh, yeah.
And
you said Miami who?
He's got Miami Marlins season tickets.
What?
And,
why?
And he's like, and I sell them. And he sells them.
To who?
Because he gets them for $7. And he's able to, tickets? He actually said, I actually make a little bit of money.
He gets them for season tickets for $7?
$7. $7.
It said it must not be good seats.
Well, I don't know if he bought, maybe it's not season. Well, he says I get them. I assume they were season tickets because he said, yeah, I have tickets to Marlins, on Marlins games.
Seven each, and he sells them for 10?
10. And he makes a little bit of money. I mean, you're making almost 50% on your money. I mean, so what the hell? It's amazing. Look at the difference. Well, here's the deal. It will become the norm, Garrick. In a couple of years, that's it. And there's nothing we could do about it. And that was how, I guess, back in the day, hockey didn't have it. They didn't wear face. They didn't wear helmets or teeth. And back in the day in hockey too. So, and then now it's the norm. So that's how it is. And that's how it will become if they put the netting all the way down. All right, let's catch up on breaks. And don't forget, in just a few minutes. Oh, Matt Rhule's going to join us.
9:30. Yeah.
He's going to join us at 9:30.
Baylor's head coach. Very, very sharp guy. I think you'll like him. He's fun to talk to. He's got a great sense of kind of where football's headed. And I think you guys will really like him. And if you're a Baylor fan, it's must listen for you. So make sure you call and let your friends know that we'll have Coach Rhule on. He spoke at the, it was yesterday, right? Touchdown Club?
Yeah.
It's not today. He spoke yesterday at Touchdown Club.
Oh, I believe it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday that he spoke. But he said yesterday, he got the message late, said he'd love to do it today. So I'm like, hell yeah. Come on in, Coach. Do you think I can get, I know we're going to get Jimbo Fisher. Do you think I can get Tom Herman?
No.
Nope.
I'll get Tom Herman.
Tom Herman promised me he was going to do it, and then they told him no.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
What's the difference?
We'll see what happens.
Because you're good friends?
We'll see what happens.
Wouldn't the PR people step in? Tom, we told you, not that show.
Tom is the boss. Maybe Tom didn't want to be on the show.
Tom wasn't the boss. Tom Herman told me, he said, well, they won't let me.
So he's not the boss.
I use that.
Well, now
too.
I wanted him to do it every week.
I want to.
No, I wanted him to do it every week.
Oh yeah, no, that's not happening.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, I never asked. Hey, just come on this one time. Hey, I'm sure he can do that.
Yeah. We'll get that. Yeah. See, Dell, the answer is yes.
Hey, coach.
Excuse me.
When you're doing your backpack celebration to mock a student athlete named Drew Lock, did you think that was a proper example to set?
Who's
for
not
your...
a quarterback yet, by the way?
Yeah,
not a quarterback
to
yet.
The Denver. Fangio said that.
Fangio okay, on the other side, I want to ask you about that.
Yeah, and they used my quote about what I said, and I'm right. That is who he is right now. He's a chunker.
Yeah, okay. When we come back,
we'll do that. I want to talk about Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic, so what's the big deal about Men's T Clinic? Well, here's the big deal. When your testosterone gets low, if you're a big workout guy and you say, man, I grind out there and I'm eating the right way, I've got my ground beef with my greens, and then I don't mix my carbs, and I do this, and I drink a jug of water, but I'm not seeing the same results. Ooh, I can almost guarantee you that if you're not seeing the same results that you saw just a few years ago, I can almost guarantee you that that's going to be a testosterone issue, especially if you're approaching or over the age of 40. There is a good chance that that's what you're dealing with, because a lack of testosterone robs you of your ability to maintain lean muscle mass. It robs you of your ability to metabolize at the same rate. You're going to see an energy decline that will have an impact on your overall work performance in some cases, and certainly your personal life. Man, it's what leads to the whole couch potato thing. When you start to add all this up, yes, it can have an impact on your libido. Yes, it can have an impact on your mental processing and cognitive quickness. Make sure that you go to Men's T Clinic. If any of these things are an issue for you, or even if they're not, you're over the age of 40, stop in and get tested. Find out where your numbers are. You might find that your numbers are great. You might also find that it's time for you to get your testosterone levels raised to a number where you all of a sudden are living your best life and you're feeling just like you did when you were in your 20s or 30s. Men'sTClinic.com, 5 locations here in the Houston area. You're going to find someone, or you're going to find a location that's nearest you that is going to help you out. Men'sTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.